Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You have to be addicted to bettering yourself. Not for anybody else or anything else. You have to be addicted to bettering yourself. It's a relentless pursuit of greatness.
He's put up Hall of Fame numbers. He's a Hall of Fame football player.
Right into the middle of the star.
At some point in life, we're all going to struggle. And I think that's what you're getting to. We're going to be confronted with something. There's going to be some obstacles that we feel that, you know, we can't overcome. Or when you're on your path to success, there's always going to be those roadblocks here and there. It's a part of life. And I think that's what's so rewarding when we do achieve what we achieve is because of those failures, because of those struggles, because of those roadblocks. Those roadblocks can come in different forms. It can be your own mental roadblocks. It could be just outside criticism. It could be media. It could be anything. It could be personal problems. It could be family problems. It could be something as simple as you driving, you get a flat tire. Anything can trigger you and to try to get you off track. Those are struggles. And then just from an athletic standpoint, that's going to happen. And it's always, it's really how you respond to it. So whether it's in business, personal, it's in sports. But at the end of the day, we're all going to struggle. I struggled, but I didn't quit. And that's what I encourage a lot of people to do. Just don't quit. Just don't give up. That's what I would say. People are going to judge you. They're going to misunderstand you. They're going to gossip about you. But I encourage people to really be strong-willed, to know that their opinions don't matter. Their opinions are not your problem. Some people are able to really rise above and beyond their circumstances, and there are some people that can't handle it. But that doesn't mean that they can't be great. They just have to approach it and deal with it the way that they feel needed. No matter what is said or done, do not doubt your worth.
Take us into your daily routines. How do you stay as disciplined as you are?
Consistency is key, not only just in athletics or sports or what have you, but it's very key in every aspect of your life. And I think sports and outside of sports, business, just even in personal relationships or just establishing, you know, a rapport, a bond, even with family, communication, consistency is key with anything.
Us on three. One, two, three. Us!
If you communicate and know how and understand how to communicate with, you know, your peers, coaches, and be receptive to constructive criticism, then I think you give yourself an opportunity to grow, not only as a person, but as an athlete at the same time, because there's always communication in everything that we do. And I think if there's a great, I guess, rapport or great lines of communication where it's harmonious, and I think being able to listen instead of being so quick to respond or speak, then I think, you know, things will, you know, you'll see a lot of things a lot clearer.
What do you think, if you think about that idea of skill set and mindset, what's your edge over everyone else?
I'm sure a lot of athletes that have, you know, obviously achieved an amount of success, I think when their doubt creeps in or there's naysayers or there's doubters, I think the best thing that I ever did, obviously, I think, was believe in myself. That's first and foremost. I saw and I listened to what the coach, you know, said, and they saw in me, which was a lot of potential. And I just wanted to build on that. And so with me, I think, you know, if I didn't have the coaches that pushed me beyond really kind of, I think, my own limits or my own expectations, I don't think that I would have become the receiver that I became. I don't think I would have been this guy that became T.O.
Back and fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
And I think after my third year in the league, after I made the catch against the Green Bay Packers, I think that instilled a lot of confidence in myself that I could play, and I could play on a big stage. It didn't start out particularly well, but, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And so for me, that mindset of just not wanting to quit, not wanting to succumb to just the ebbs and flow of the game, and you know, disappointment, having short-term memory. Nobody's perfect. You're gonna have those days. Some days you're gonna have it, some days you're not. And it's the great ones that look beyond that mistake and just have short-term memory and go to the next step. No, go to the next play as if the bad play just didn't happen. You have your average, you have your good, and you have your great. And so there's a little small percentage and a window of athletes that really go beyond, you know, the stratosphere of just being just good and allowing just your athletic ability and talent take you to where you want to. But when you think about some of the great athletes and in so many sports, and I think the perfect examples, I think for me, it's because I love basketball. You think about a lot of these kids, they go from high school to the pros. And obviously, that's not the case now. You have to go 1 year. But just think about the kids that go from high school to the pros. You think about your Kevin Garnett. You think about your Kobe Bryant, your LeBron James, Michael Jordan. He's one of the greatest. He didn't go from high school to the pros, but he's considered, you know, obviously the greatest of all time. But when you think about what Michael Jordan did as setting the blueprint, especially for a guy like Kobe, who was at that point when he was alive, he was a living carbon copy of one of the greatest basketball players of all time. You think about what LeBron has done. He lived up to the expectations, lived up to the potential in which a lot of scouts and owners and GMs pegged him as. And so that's why you look at Steph Curry. That's why you see these guys, they enhance upon their abilities and their potential. When you look at scouts and how they grade or evaluate talent, sometimes these scouts are way off base. Look at if you go back and look at some of the scouting reports of a guy like Steph Curry, who's small frame, another guy, Kevin Durant, they said these guys were not going to make it in the league. It was going to be tough. But these are some of the guys that are, I mean, they're lighting it up every night, making it to beyond the expectations of, you know, the playoffs, getting into the finals. Look at what Kevin Durant has done, even after the Achilles injury. Not to mention, you know, one of the greatest, you know, basketball players, you know, in LeBron James. Look at what Michael Jordan did. So again, when you think about these guys enhance their abilities. They go beyond and they exceed expectations because it's that mindset of wanting to be great. I think Kobe said it best, and I think a lot of athletes that are, you know, hovering around that stratosphere of being great and considered one of the greatest is that it's a relentless pursuit of greatness. If you just stay on course, it'll take you further than you can ever imagine. You know, I think for me personally, what set me apart, I think, from everyone else is that my dedication and my discipline and just the execution of being consistent is what put me in a different stratosphere, just put me on a different level. And I think people were able to see that. Sometimes, like I said, I didn't want to just blend in. I wanted to stand out. When you start to become successful, you're not going to be 100% liked by everyone. There are so many layers and so many elements of being a professional athlete and being in that sport. You're going to be subjected to criticism, you know, whether you do good or bad. And people are going to talk about you, good, bad, or what have you. But you have to be strong, strong-willed. And I think that's who and how I was. And I think a lot of that, like I said, stemmed from the upbringing of my grandmother. But at the end of the day, I think an athlete, again, to get to where you want to be and the process in which it takes to get there, you have to be addicted to bettering yourself. You have to be addicted to bettering yourself. And that's what I became. You have to have a relentless pursuit of really just perfection, greatness. But at the end of the day, I think anybody that wants to become, obviously it boils down to my 3 Ds, desire, dedication, and discipline. But at the end of the day, the essence of what I just said, you have to be addicted to bettering yourself. Honestly, be addicted to bettering yourself. Not for anybody else or anything else. You have to be addicted to bettering yourself if you want to achieve the level of success that you ultimately want to achieve.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.